This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The International Criminal Court is reportedly considering arrest warrants against leaders of the Palestinian militant group Hamas and top Israeli officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports at the same time negotiators are working on a potential ceasefire in Gaza and a hostage release deal.
Negotiating teams are meeting today in Cairo for another round of talks. Egypt says it has a proposal ready to be discussed. The general idea is a ceasefire during which hostages could be released in exchange for Palestinian prisoners held in Israel. Israeli media quoted Hamas as saying generally positive things, but as always, it's complicated.
That's NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting. More than a dozen relatives of U.S. service members are suing the federal government. Jackie Young from Hawaii Public Radio reports the families say they suffered severe health issues following a jet fuel leak from World War II-era storage tanks in 2021.
Government reports admit more than 7,000 military members and their families were sickened after the Red Hill fuel facility spill. The trial will call dozens of witnesses, and the judge will decide how much plaintiffs will get in damages for their illnesses and medical bills. But the Navy on Friday released new water quality, medical, and mental health documents. It claimed the data did not show a system-wide impact from the jet fuel and that some symptoms might be psychosomatic. The plaintiffs say their numerous neurological, gastrointestinal, and skin issues were unanticipated, so could not be imagined. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Young in Honolulu.
Opening statements are set for today in a hearing that will determine whether Amazon illegally interfered in a union election at one of its warehouses more than 2 years ago. Federal labor officials already found evidence to support the union's accusations. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports this could lead to a third election at the warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama.
This is not the first time Amazon's being accused of interfering with a union election. In fact, the election being investigated was already a redo after labor officials found Amazon tainted the first vote at this Bessemer facility back in 2021. The union says Amazon illegally surveilled workers and threatened to close the warehouse if the union won. Today's hearing will also investigate Amazon's accusation that the union was the one that interfered. The election was too close to call, so the hearing will decide whether to count challenge ballots in the final result. Witness testimony is scheduled to start this week, and the hearing is planned to last into July. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Basaha in Birmingham, Alabama.
This is NPR News in Washington. Cleanup operations continue across the Central Plains after a series of powerful tornadoes ripped across the region over the weekend. Officials say at least 4 people died in Oklahoma. Tesla CEO Elon Musk visited China over the weekend to meet with the nation's number 2 leader. NPR's John Ruwitz reports Chinese state media say the electric car maker has been praised by the government as a model of success in China's U.S. economic cooperation.
Musk landed in China on Sunday, just days after his electric car company reported worse-than-expected earnings in the first quarter. China is its second biggest market after the United States, and according to Chinese state TV, Musk told Chinese Premier Li Qiang that Tesla's factory in Shanghai is its best-performing plant. And Tesla, he said, is willing to deepen its cooperation with China. Li, for his part, used the opportunity to try to encourage foreign investment in China, which has suffered as confidence has dropped amid a sluggish economy. He said China will always be open to foreign businesses, adding China will continue to work hard to expand market access, strengthen services and safeguards, and provide foreign companies with a better business environment so that they can invest in China with peace of mind. John Ruwitz, NPR News, Shanghai.
3-time WNBA champion and 2-time Olympic gold medalist Candace Parker has announced her retirement. During her 16-year career, Parker became the first player in the WNBA history to be named Rookie of the Year and Most Valuable Player in the same season in 2008. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Greenlight. Want to teach your kids financial literacy? With Greenlight, kids and teens use a debit card of their own, while parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and savings in the app. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/NPR.